to this point, as you've been familiarizing yourself with these factorial designs, note that we're looking at results tables. When you're making your 2x2 table and you're doing your pointies, there's always been numbers in those boxes. And your job is to figure out what do the results suggest about both main effects and interaction effects. If I have an interaction, I have to go back and ask myself if there is a main effect, is it descriptive or is it misleading? But the numbers have already been there. Remember though, as you consume research, the hypotheses are going to be stated first. And so it's not completely obvious yet whether the results that we're evaluating are actually in line with the hypotheses or maybe do not support the hypotheses. So the goal today is twofold. We first have to figure out, after we do a bit of reviewing, what's the difference between how authors state main effects hypotheses and interaction effect hypotheses. Once we've differentiated the two, we have three different ways that are typically used when describing interactions. And so you're going to look today at those three ways that those interactions are specified. And then there's the difficult part, where I really need you to lock in. When an interaction is stated, remember, when we do those comparisons between pairs of simple effects, we can be doing vertical comparisons, those cells, but we can also be doing horizontal comparisons with those cells. So there's two pairs of simple effects. And up until this point, we've been explicitly told to look at these particular numbers. What we have to figure out today, though, is that given the way that the hypothesis is stated, what pairs of simple effects do we need to lock onto in order to decide what types of comparisons or which comparisons we need to run? And so that's what we're going to be doing today. So first, let's do a bit of review. This study has been one that we've revisited throughout this unit. And we're looking at the effects of task presentation and task difficulty on performance. And so one of the things that I would encourage you to do, even before we start looking at numbers, is to make sure that you have in your mind what the two independent variables are and then also what the dependent variable is. So then that will help you to determine whether or not your pointies are going in the right direction or not. So first, let's look at the interaction. To do that, put the pointy or the equal sign to indicate the simple effect for task presentations for easy tasks. Which way is the pointy going to go? Task presentations for easy tasks. What do we got? That look good? Everybody good? All right. Do the same thing for the simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks. Is it going to go in the same direction or is it in a different direction? Same, different, different, same. So when we look at these, if this pair of comparisons of simple effects, the pointies are pointing in different directions. Do we have an interaction? We do have an interaction. Now to figure out what question do I need to ask myself to see if there is an actual interaction, you have to look at and ask yourself, is the simple effect of task presentation the same results that I would get for easy tasks and for hard tasks? So, does paper do better than computer for easy? Does paper do better than computer for hard? Okay, now I know. I definitely have an interaction because those pointies are in different directions. So, yes, we have an interaction, and it's because the pointies are not in the same direction. Now we have to figure out how we're going to write up this pattern. So when we look, we do have an interaction of task difficulty and task presentation as they relate to the dependent variable. So when we write it up, there is an interaction. We state the two variables and indicate as they relate to our dependent variable measurement. Paper works better than computer for easy tasks. However, computer works better than paper for hard tasks. Everybody okay? Now we have to check the main effects for each of those independent variables. So first, the goal is to compute whether or not we have a main effect for task presentation. So we're looking at marginal means. Which ones are we looking for? Vertical or horizontal? When we're looking for marginal means for task presentation. We good? So when we do that vertical comparison, we get 65 and 65. Is there a main effect for task presentation? Does that seem to be in line with the previous results that we found for interactions? No, if the interaction results were the same as the task presentation main effects, we would have had two sets of equals on the previous slide, and we don't. And so this tells us that we have to be real careful in how we write up that main effect. So when you don't have a main effect, sometimes everybody's like, oh, wah, wah, wah. But remember, this result is not real descriptive for us because we found simple effects for both of the levels of task difficulty. So when the main effect also has an interaction, that causes us to have to redefine what our results are. Let's do the other independent variable. Let's look at the marginal means for task difficulty. Are we doing comparisons horizontally, or are we doing comparisons vertically when we're talking about task difficulty? Marginal means horizontally. We have 80 for easy, 50 for hard. What have we got there? Is the pattern of the main effect of task difficulty descriptive, or is it misleading? What do you think? Now we have to say, okay, I'm looking at task difficulty. So I have to figure out, do I get the same pattern where easy is better than hard for paper and easy is better than hard for computer? Do you see the same pattern for both? Does the pointy point in the same direction for paper, easy, hard, and computer, easy, hard? Are we good? Is 90 greater than 40? Is 70 greater than 60? So when you do that very first comparison, then you have to make sure that you're doing the same directional pointies. So they're going to be this way, or they're going to be this way. And to make sure that main effect is descriptive, that pointy that's going this way, pointing downwards towards the 50, 8 or greater than 50, has to be the same for each of those simple effects comparisons that you do in that same direction. So there is a main effect for task difficulty. Overall, participants perform better on easy tasks. And so this was the example that we looked at last week when we then had to calculate the F-tests and actually see if that pattern held up with P less than 0.05. And then when we looked at the interaction, we had to do the LSD means to determine if that interaction was meaningful and statistically significant. So when we're looking at a study that uses a son of a bitch.